Sales is all about the conversation. Seven ways to make yours great. Every big opportunity starts with a small conversation. Observe anyone successful in sales and you will see that they are good at the art of conversation. If you think that sounds easy, think again. Having engaging sales conversations takes a lot of skill and practice. The more we rely on social media for our interactions, the less face-to-face communication is practiced, the less skilled we could be in danger of becoming. If your business relies on you to win clients, the better your conversations are, the more opportunities you are likely to uncover, and the more able you will be to make the most of them. Here are the seven ways to make your conversations great. Number one. Don't get stuck on transmit. You may think you need the gift of the gab and can recall all the features and benefits of your product or service, but the truth is good conversation is two-way. It's a bit like a game of tennis. You hit the ball into the other person's court and they return it back. Like a record, if you get stuck on your own track, it will leave the other person cold no matter what you say. The secret is to keep the other person involved by asking good questions, really listening to what they say, and responding appropriately. Number two, start with a relaxed, informal approach. It's tempting to try immediately to impress with the virtues of your product or service or your credentials. But don't be in a hurry. Slow down, stay relaxed. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. They don't want you to dive in and start selling to them. Make a simple friendly remark or ask a question to get the ball rolling. Talk about what's going on in your immediate environment and find some common ground. Encourage a response and gently steer the conversation around to talk about something that will be useful to your ultimate discussion with them. Number three, connect. It's important to connect with the other person's energy and pace. If they seem slow-paced and calm, speak slowly and calmly. If they're fast-paced and loud, increase the energy and pace of your communication to match. Find some common ground as soon as you can. It might be something you both find funny, an opinion you share, or something you both see as important. If you do this, they'll feel like you're on their wavelength and you'll build a better, more instant rapport. The quicker you can create a feeling of connection, the more likely the conversation is to flow. Number four, be interested. What makes this person tick? What's important to them? The more you understand where they're coming from, the better you will know how to guide the conversation. It is amazing what can spring from initial conversations when you show a genuine interest in what someone has to say. Your attention and genuine curiosity is more likely to gently open up the conversation and the relationship. You may also hear things that you can help with. Number five, tell real stories. Stories inspire and persuade, and do more to sell your product or service than facts and figures. They don't need to be long, but they do need to be relevant and personal. A story about someone who has had a similar problem that you have helped, or a personal one, woven into a genuine conversation is a great way of sharing and showing what you can do in an inspiring, memorable way. Number six. Share your passion and your values. Let the other person see your interest, pleasure, and passion for what you do and how you help your clients. Demonstrating what you care about and what you value is the quickest way to form a connection and worth a thousand words of sales pitch. Clients and customers will be more likely to resonate with them, which will only serve to deepen the conversation. And lastly, number seven, be yourself. Trust in the value of what you offer, so much so that you can relax and just focus on the interesting person you are talking with. Know that you are enough just as you are. You may be tempted to try and behave in a way that you think you should, but people tend to notice incongruence or discomfort. When you're open and at ease, you build a person's trust, and that's when relationships blossom. Realise that you're far more interesting to them when you are genuine. Take the risk, it will be worth it. Let go of stress and sell the natural way. I've created an online sales training program that will teach you exactly how to prepare for and have engaging natural sales conversations. So why not sign up for a complimentary introductory lesson and find out just how this could help you? There's a link at the written blog, which is courses.jackie-jarvis.com/course/natural-stress-free-selling/. I'm also available for one-to-one and group natural sales coaching. Please contact me at jackie@jackiejarvis.co.uk, and for more information about what I can do for you, go to www.jackiejarvis.co.uk. Thanks for listening.